Good morning, everyone. This is Pam Stack, your host, and you're listening to Authors on the Air. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. In a very, very special episode today, one of my most favorite people of all times, whom I've been lucky enough to know for many years now, is Roxanne St. Clair. Roxanne just finished writing a wonderful trilogy called Barefoot Bay Timeless. I want to give you a little hint about the story, and then Rafi and I are going to talk about it. This is a trilogy of contemporary love stories that celebrates the appeal of the silver fox, who, with plenty of laughs, a few tears, and a chance to fall for a man who's lived and loved and knows exactly how to treat a woman. Excuse me. Boy, do I love that idea. Rocky says, I promise you'll break out a tissue or two with these emotional stories about three handsome, accomplished, and sexy men in their 40s who kick off their shoes and fall in love again. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome dear friend and wonderful best-selling author, highly awarded, Roxanne St. Clair. Rocky, welcome back, my darling friend. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Pam. I'm wonderful. After that introduction, I'm wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Great to be here.
I am so happy that you came back. And, of course, as soon as I saw the first book for Timeless, and I've been that we follow each other, and I thought, oh, my gosh, she's written a love story for women and men of a certain age. And I have to tell you, it was so appealing to me to hurry up and get that book, which as I told you when we spoke, I ran out and bought it immediately and devoured it. There is something about reading and relating to the hero and heroine in a romance book. I want to talk about Timeless because it's extraordinarily yummy. It really is.
Thank you.
You've kind of tapped into a niche of readers, haven't you?
I can tell you the sort of the genesis of the Timeless trilogy and why I wrote it. Years ago, I don't know, three or four years ago, I started I post on my Facebook page something I called Because It's Friday, and I'd put a picture of a hot guy. So one day, I had a picture of a hot guy, and one of the commenters said, he looks more like my son. And that comment resonated with me, and I thought, and of course my daughter, who's a teenager, would tease me and say, you know, if Dad put hot girls on his Facebook page, you would be furious. If he put hot, like, 24-year-old girls, so I started thinking about that. And so for a joke, the following week, I put up George Clooney, and I wrote, because sometimes sexy comes in silver. And Pam, my Facebook page exploded. I had more shares and likes and comments on that post than I had had on just about anything else. So, of course, I did. I'm not dumb. I gave them a silver fox the following week, and then I gave them a silver fox, and then that evolved into my Silver Fox Friday, where and they became, they're our favorites. I can tell you that they like Mark Harmon more than any other human being. Sam Elliott is close second.
And, that's my boy. You're talking about my boy now, who just turned 71, and he's still sexy.
Yeah, Sam's a little old for me. But see, even Mark is
And
I met Mark. I can tell you, I've met Mark Harmon in person, but he was very young at the time. But let me tell you, they love him, and that just resonated with me. And you know, one of the great joys of having the interaction with readers on a Facebook page is you really do get to know who's reading your books. And, you know,
yes,
I have readers in their 20s and 30s, but most of my readers are a little bit older. And I saw that as an underserved market. And one of the beauties of my Barefoot Bay series is that it really isn't a series. It's a setting. So that's why I can have a trilogy or quartet of suspense books, and I can have brides, and I can have billionaires. And I thought, well, why can't I have a few silver foxes? So I came up with the concept of the reunion, the high school reunion, and the timeless theme. and wrote Barefoot at Sunset, Barefoot at Moonrise, and Barefoot at Midnight. And you see how clever they all are, times of day, to go with the theme of timeless.
It all
sort of fell together so nicely. And I had just come off writing three very complex, twisty, turny, suspenseful books. And honestly, I needed a palate cleanser. And I think you can hear that in my tone in the book. It's much lighter. There's a lot of laughter.
Yes.
There's no suspense, no dead bodies, just a late wife. He's a widower. And I had a real life inspiration in the fact that my oldest brother lost his wife when she was only, I don't know, it was about 20 years ago. She was in her 40s at the time. And it was a great love. It was a great, great love. And they had been married since they were very young, and they were devoted. And he was sorrowful beyond description. He never met another woman. And this is a guy who is a catch. He's gorgeous. He's wealthy. He's brilliant. He's a family therapist. He's well-traveled. He's a public speaker. And he just never met another woman until...
Give him my phone number.
Too late.
There you go.
He finally brought a woman to my house, and who this absolutely lovely woman, just near his age and just gorgeous. And he sat down and he took my hand and he said, "Rocky, who gets to find two soulmates in one lifetime?" And I thought,
there
I gotta write
story.
That book.
There's
so
your
It's dedicated to Jay and Sandra. And that was the basis for the story. And I had an absolute blast. So I am beyond excited at the reaction, because readers love the book.
They really do. You know, I have to tell you that rarely do you see, you have a huge backlist, but when I first read this, I thought I could read these books all the time. I love the bad boy, from the last book, and I love that whole series. I love every single character book you've ever written in Barefoot Bay. But, oh my God, Barefoot at Sunset. Here was a guy I could relate to, somebody I've seen in my life. Your reviews have been off the chart.
I know,
for this book.
I'm stunned. And the responses from readers that the emails that I'm getting from readers who've never read my books before, because they were attracted to this particular concept of a 48-year-old hero who isn't, old by any stretch, but older than your average 25-year-old Navy SEAL. I'm just blown away. I actually think if it continues, I could write three more of these next year, because I am getting that feel that I might have hit a place in my voice and my time in my career, with my readers, with my series, that really resonates. And that's not to say I won't write romantic suspense again. That's always dear to my heart. There's the place in my creative soul that has to, write those twisty books with lots of multiple bad guys and surprise villains.
Sure.
But I really love this kind of contemporary with mature characters, because I relate to them, and I can tell you pretty openly, I would not likely write a new adult. I have college age kids, and I really would rather not think about them doing some of the things that these college kids do.
That you would write about,
book.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've written young adult, and I was very inspired to write young adult when I had two teenagers in the house in high school, and it was the voices and the issues were part of my everyday life. But I feel good about these books, and I'm just thrilled that you feel that you can see the sort of the magic on the page. So thank you.
Oh yeah. What did I do? I wrote you and I said, "Holy moly, you got to come and talk about this."
Because I'm happy to talk about it. I think it's an underserved market. I think there are a lot of romance readers who respond to this, who are like, "Yeah, I mean, they don't want necessarily a 75-year-old guy, and I'm not trying to do an old man's story. Obviously, these are, you know, sexy, virile, active, healthy men who are who have lived their lives. Some of them have kids. Some of them have, you know, multiple paths. They have divorces. They have widowed. You know,
right.
They have lost wives. They have, you know, and the same with the women. And I think it's worth talking about because one of the first questions I got when I announced this trilogy or this series was, the heroines better be age appropriate. And I agreed with that. So in the first series, in the first book, she's just about to turn 40, and he's
right.
48. She'd never been married. She had just been jilted. And I felt like if she was too much older than that, that backstory wouldn't work. In the
right.
second book, they knew each other in high school. He's a little younger. In the second book, he's 43, and she's just about to turn 40. In the third book, they're 46 and 45. And I'm having a blast with the 45-year-old heroine. I'm writing her right now because she's awesome. And in the course of this book, I think she's going to get some news that means she's going to be a grandmother, which I think is going to be hysterical for her to deal with. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. See, this is the thing. I think you're absolutely right. You know, I read cross genre, but I love romance. I was late to the romance genre throughout my reading life because I centered on just a couple of the other genres. And I think when we talked the first time, I told you someone turned me on to your book, and it was way before I was working on the radio, and I went up to the library and I ordered your entire backlist because I could order in 1 month and I knew I would read those. So I ordered all your books in order and
you know,
in order of publication. I swear to God, because if I like someone's writing, and I have to tell you, I'm very partial to bullet catchers. I always have been.
Oh,
but,
those guys.
Yeah, I know. Is there ever a chance? You never say never, but is it a closed door and locked?
Oh, I don't own the rights to those books, and I'll never own the rights to those books. That's about 10 years of my writing life that Pocket Books owns and will keep forever, and I can't touch, and I can't really talk about it without getting upset because I want those books. I would love those books. I would love to continue that series, but I won't continue the series in self-publishing because readers are like you, and they want to read the beginning of a series, and that is essentially asking them to buy 8 books that are priced at $7, $8, $9, some even more, some at $12 for a paperback.
I know, it's crazy.
And I don't want them to, you know, have to plop down $160 to get into the series.
In my humble opinion, it's worth it. But I appreciate that
and also
from
those
you.
Those are suspense. Those are all suspense novels. And,
right.
you know, I would never say never. If I could get the rights back to those books, would I republish them and price them appropriately and modernize
you
them?
You betcha.
Some of them are getting old. Sure. I would. And would I add more? Yeah. I love Lucy and the Bullet Catchers. But, I don't own those books, so they have my work, and it would break your heart if you knew how much people love those books and just steal them because they're so expensive, so they pirate them, and what can you say? And that's what they do. But anyway.
I'm sorry about that because they are, and I have to tell you, if I go to a used bookstore and I see them, I grab them. Because I love the books, and you can always order them from the library, by the way, just to let everybody know. And
yeah,
just
order
the same
from
way.
And use books, and the e-books aren't that expensive. The e-books are somewhat, you know, reasonably priced. I mean, I think there's a couple in that series that are $4.99, and you know, the rest are $5 or $6. A couple are $7.99, but they're not, you know, too outrageous, but it's a long series. It's a wonderful concept. A lot of people took it after a lot of people went and did the security firms. But I don't know. You evolve in your writing, and I think Barefoot
yes,
at Sunset and the whole Timeless trilogy is the perfect example of how a writer evolves. I mean, voices change, interests change. I have to keep it interesting. I have to keep, as much as readers want the same book but different every time, I don't write like that. Every single book is different for me. Every single book is a different experience. The characters are different. Some books are easy. Some books are hard. You know, but fortunately, that keeps this job interesting.
Yes,
for me.
And I'm sure it keeps your imagination fired. So I want to talk to you about something else that I love that most of the reading world is not familiar with. And it's really a shame because Barefoot Bay Kindle Worlds is one of the best things ever.
It's awesome.
I love the guy who runs it, you know, Sean, who's wonderful.
Yes. Awesome.
And he's so author-centric. You have so many terrific writers contributing to your Barefoot Bay series.
And
I'm looking
at come. I'm so excited. I have 11.
I know, and
now.
I'm looking like Jill Monroe, and you've got
Maria
Grassi,
and Chris Kennison.
Yes,
yes, I have really
Lee Duncan,
great authors.
You've got
Fiona Rourke,
Mandy Baxter.
Oh, Mandy Baxter, she's amazing. Marilyn Baxter, too, no relation, my two Baxter girls.
Right, they are wonderful.
Listen, I have
great
news. I can break it right here. I have another 12 coming in August. I have another 12 coming in October. So there, and just so your readers know, I'm sure, I mean, your listeners know what Barefoot Bay Kindle World these are books set in Barefoot Bay. Include some of my characters as secondary characters. They are their own love story, and they're fun. The fun about Barefoot Bay, that I think the reason why it's so ideal for a Kindle world, is that any genre can fit. I have someone coming up in one of the next groups that is writing an inspirational, and in fact, hope I'm not giving anything away. When she told me she wanted to write an inspirational, I said, oh, you know, I just put a young pastor in a scene in Barefoot at Sunset. And I said, you want him? And she said, yeah, I want him. So I sent her the scene where Mark talks to the pastor in the church, and she's going to use him. I have someone doing a young adult at Barefoot Bay. I have someone considering doing a time travel. So there's really,
oh, very
cool. Of course
you
can do suspense, and of course you can do contemporary, which is the vast majority of them. But any writer who wants to have the heavy lifting of a set done for them, here we have this tropical island. It has lots of colorful secondary characters, a beautiful resort, has lots of options for, you know, any kind of story. There's a baseball team there. There's the town. There's, you know, just so many different places. And I have so many dear friends in this business. It just was amazing when I opened up the world how many people wanted to write in it. So
it's so much fun too. Yes.
By the end of this year, there will be 35 Kindle World books out. Barefoot Bay Kindle World books out. Yes. I am so excited.
It's amazing.
Because they're not
long
books.
It's amazing.
They're 35,000 words. Some are a little bit longer than that. Some are a little bit shorter. They're $2. It's a great way to fill the gap between my books and a great way to discover new authors. I mean, some of these people who just have a sizable backlist. I mean, you read a Mandy Baxter book, you want to read more Mandy Baxter books. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really
well, congratulations on it. I've been keeping my eye on it to see who's being introduced into your world there. And it is true because, you know, you have your set of stories that you know you're going to write. You've got your storyboards and what you're planning down the road a ways. But if inspirational
you make it
or
sound like I plan. You- You make it sound like I plan these things.
Well, I mean, I know you well enough to know that you're not planning for next year yet. You're planning for the summer and maybe the fall. But
I usually find some thread of something. Like when I decided to write the Timeless books, I remembered that we had had shortly after the resort opened, I had a high school reunion on the beach. That was the end, the closing scene of Secrets on the Sand, when the billionaire goes off with the maid. I mean, because that happens, right? And in a helicopter.
Sure.
So I remembered that. So I thought, oh, that would be a great storyline to start. The high school reunion is a great way to bring in some older men to the island, and I needed to come up with a clever way to populate the island with a bunch of silver foxes.
It was
so
funny, though. That storyline is hysterical and timeless. And, you know, I'm trying to imagine. Now, I have never planned any one of my reunions, but I know the people on the planning committee. And I'm trying to think, oh, my God, all these women and then a couple of men sitting on there. And, you know, it was great. It was great.
Yeah.
Great fun to
really
read
well.
It.
Thank you. Well, it went really well, and I'm excited about the next book, who is Ken Cavanaugh, the captain firefighter, who comes up next, his love story.
Who was just out of his mind, confused, and not knowing what to do in the first book. He was so cute.
He's clearly got his eye on this woman. Well, he figures out what to do with her real fast. So
that is
Barefoot at Moonrise, and then the third book is kind of the bad boy chef, Law Monroe, and he is Barefoot at Midnight. I'm writing that right now. I'm about not quite 100 pages into it, so it's still in that rough draft part when it doesn't feel like a book yet.
I'm a sucker for any man who can cook, except he keeps. I don't know about him. I really like Mark Solomon from the first book, but that always seems to be the way with me. I always seem to, you know, really, really bond with the first hero in any new series that you start. Although, having said that, you know, I'm still crazy about the Guardian Angelinos and Barefoot with a Bad Boy, and, you know, it's hard not to love him, you know.
Oh,
it's hard not to love him. Yeah,
I fall in love with heroes by how easy their book was to write. You know, if the book flew out of my fingers, then I'm like, okay, I love this guy. If I spent a lot of time tearing my hair out at the roots and wanting to stab my eye out with a hot poker rather than write, then I don't love the guy as much. You never know. I mean, for me, when I start writing a book, I don't really know the people at all. I do a little bit if I've introduced them in other books, which in this case, all of the heroes, the two heroes and the two heroines are both introduced in Sunset. So I do know a little bit about them. And, you know, some people come on the page and they're funny, and some people come on the page and they're serious. And I feel like I should have control over that, but as they form in my mind, so do their lines of dialogue, and that's how they talk, and that's how they act, and that's how I tell a story, and I can't really change it after almost 50 books.
There you go. So, Rocky, let me ask you something. I know you love the Barefoot Bay series, and you know your readers do. I certainly love this. Will there be a time when you say, I think I want to take a break and do a different story?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you foresee for a while? Really?
I don't know. I feel like my brand and my readers and my comfort zone is really, you know, the tropical beach romance. And even if you look back on that huge backlist, many, many books are set either in Florida or somewhere warm and tropical, like the, you know, the Caribbean. My very first book was set in St. Barth. It's a comfort zone for me. I live here. I know it. I don't really remember what snow feels like, even though I lived in Boston for years and I grew up in Pennsylvania. So I don't know. I actually was thinking, yeah, it might be time to start something completely new as the world gets big and the Kindle worlds get big, and maybe we've sort of cast the island out of all the love stories that I can create there. But if the Silver Fox Timeless trilogy takes off, I would like to have a set of books in the Barefoot Bay world that reaches six. I have always done quartets or trilogies, almost all trilogies,
right.
Although there's a prequel to the Undercover series. And the original
right.
four books that I did are there's a four quartet. But
right.
I feel like there's a magic to six books that readers really love and really respond to. And if this is the series that sort of like shoots up there and really gets that reader glom, you know, and people want to binge, then I would probably
sure.
do three more Timeless, maybe another reunion and three more guys. So I would have three more Silver Fox books. And then, I don't know, then I have started thinking about a new setting, a new whole new series, a new family. You know, I will have to change it up, you know, because I don't want to get bored and I don't want to be in my comfort zone. Because I think you get to be a better writer when you leave it. So the answer to that
sure.
is maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe next year.
Right.
Maybe, you know, I may, if the, you know, a lot of it is the idea hitting me. You know, a lot of it is it's just me getting it like, you know, that's a family I would like to write about. That's a situation or a town or a concept that appeals to me creatively. So I don't know. I just keep my eyes and ears and heart open to the world and see what lands in there.
Right. Just the same way as you were saying, this series came about because of Foxy Man Friday. So
yeah,
you just never
Fox
know
Friday.
Where it's
yeah,
Silver Fox
it's
Friday.
Really
yeah. You never
really
know.
Organic.
Yeah. Your
it,
readers
you know,
will tell you, right? Your readers seem to guide you in what they want to see and where you take it. So I find that fascinating. I have to say to listeners, Rocky doesn't live on the same coast as Barefoot Bay, but I do. And believe it or not, there is a real kind of sort of Mimosa Key / Barefoot Bay here in Southwest Florida, and has been named, it isn't called that exactly, but it has been named the most beautiful beach in the country. And
what
as
is
a matter
it?
Of fact,
is it Sanibel or?
No, it's not. It's south of there. It's really more in the Estero area. And
oh,
it is
okay.
called Barefoot Beach. Yeah. So I'll send you the news
oh,
article
been,
on it.
I've been to Barefoot Beach. It's by Bonita?
Right. So
my parents used to live in Bonita Beach. They lived on
yes.
Bonita Beach, and that is definitely
yes.
the original inspiration and, for Barefoot Bay.
So, and that is where I am heading this weekend, and I'm going to keep my eye out for a Silver Fox. Yes, a bunch of friends are coming over from the East Coast, so I'm going to keep my eye out because one never knows, right?
One
it could
never
happen.
Knows. I would love that.
It happened.
I would love that.
I know.
Tell me something to inspire my next trilogy.
I will.
I
will do that.
That's funny.
I will
That's
do that.
Funny.
I will do that. Oh, Rocky St. Clair, you know I adore you. I adore
I
your
adore
books.
You.
We always thank you. We have so much fun whenever we speak, and I know that your family is due to arrive soon. I don't want to take up any more of your time, but please tell listeners where we can find you out there in the ether, in the interwebs, please.
Oh, and in the cyber world, you can find me, of course, through my website, RoxanneSt.Clair.com, RoxanneSt.Clair. And I'm on Facebook. I have a very active fan page with, Silver Fox Fridays. And
right.
I am on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a little too often, a little too much. It's kind of my go-to place. And I'm sort of around, and if anyone is going to be in the San Diego area this summer, in less than 3 weeks is the Romance Writers of America National Conference, and not only am I signing there, I am the MC of the Rita Awards this year.
Oh, how fun!
Very, I'm very excited. I get to be the hostess at this incredible awards ceremony. And icing on the cake, which it was completely unexpected, I am up for two Ritas for Romantic Suspense, Barefoot with a Bodyguard and Barefoot with a Stranger, both finaled in the Romantic Suspense category. So I'm planning to have a great time. And if anyone is around for the book signing, which is Wednesday the 13th of July, is that the Wednesday?
Yes.
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
I think it is. I'll have to look. I don't have one in front of me either,
yes,
but I'll look
signing,
right now.
There'll be hundreds and hundreds of authors signing. And, of course, the award ceremony will be live streamed on Saturday night, and it will be
13th
on YouTube.
Wednesday.
Yes, and the 16th is Saturday, and I'm wearing Sparkle. I'm very excited. It's going to be a ton of fun. So that's where you can find
Okay, so I know RT and RW are due to come to Atlanta and in Florida next year. Yes, definitely going to see you there because
I will not be the MC next year. I will be that's this year, but I will definitely be there. I always go to that.
Yeah,
one
because
oh, I always go to RT.
You're just
I
you're the
go to
same
RT.
Distance. Well, you're the same distance from where you are as where I am, so we can see each other in Orlando. I'm going to go to both.
It'll be my first time going
to any of the romance cons because I know it is. Isn't that amazing? And so I'm really excited about it, and I have a friend and her daughter who want to go. And so we're making the pilgrimage.
I'm so excited for it. You're going to love it. It's also a fabulous hotel, the Dolphin and Swan.
So,
understand the Marriott that we're going to in San Diego is an amazing hotel, too. So I'm all excited about that. That's my summer because we're not really taking any vacation. So
Okay. And by the way, I want to tell everyone you are very responsive on your Facebook page. So please go and chat with Rocky St. Clair anytime. She's just a magnificent author. But you really do like interacting with your readers, and that's nice.
I do.
It's
I have
wonderful.
Fun with them. I have fun with them. I'm very honest. I'm pretty open. I don't have any secrets. I talk about my kids and my husband and my life, which is, you know, not very interesting. I am spending most of my time sitting at the keyboard writing, but it's fun to share it with readers and catch their enthusiasm. And look what happened. It was because of their love for the Silver Fox that came up with this whole idea. So readers are involved.
You never know. There you go. Roxanne St. Clair, I just love you, dear. I love you. Would you come back again when the next book?
I will come back. Anytime you want to
come back,
I will be here.
You know, I have an idea. Why don't you come back with one of your authors or two of your authors or three of your authors who contribute to Barefoot Bay Kindle World?
Oh, I would love to do that.
Wouldn't
that
be fun?
Two of those authors are local with me, and we write together a lot. I do something.
So let's
I
do that.
This. Yeah, we could definitely do a speakerphone conference call, and I could bring in Fiona Rourke and Lee Duncan, who are both local. I'd love to talk to you about Kindle World. There's so many fun stories in the Barefoot Bay Kindle World. I'm excited about them.
Okay, so let's do that. That'll be our next conversation. Maybe
awesome.
You know, maybe after you get back from the con, whenever you want. Okay. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a delightful day.
I will. And thank you so much for taking the time and for your interest and for how much you love my books. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Rocky. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's it for this morning, folks. I am off for the rest of the week. I'm going to Barefoot Bay. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Mom and Dad. Bye.